Good morning, church. It's a little cold out there today. It's nice, toasty in here. We have songs to sing. Let's get ready. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we do thank you once again that we can be here in church. And though I know I say this every single week, it's still true nevertheless. We do thank you that we can be here, that we have the breath of life in us, and that we've made a conscious decision to be here in church this morning. So, Father, we just ask now, as we're going to lift up our voices in praise and adoration to you, that you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit, that as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that your Holy Spirit will be able to operate here totally unrestricted. That is our goal here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally
by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
Let's see here. Verse 3 says, standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. That's important because the devil tries to remind us of our past, right? And we can say perfect. The cleansing is perfect. It's present right here, right now. And his blood takes care of it. Then we can stand totally set free in the liberty where Christ makes us free. We are standing on his promises.
Thank you, Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from self-conceit to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest, joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, to trust you more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops from us are falling, but for the showers we bleed. There
shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing, if we let God have His way. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
And if you've been blessed this morning, go ahead and share it with each other.
Showers of blessing we need. Mercy.
mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing if we let God have His way. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Amen.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like Him. To be like You, Lord, to be like You.
Whose robe is the light? Whose canopy space? His chair.
Says that God has a sense of humor. He doesn't do things flippantly by chance or anything. Everything he does is planned out. We're talking about on the wings of a snow white dove. And we've all seen snow, pure white snow. We know what that's talking about. It's just pure. That represents the Holy Spirit. There's also another bird that God created, the raven. Its nickname is the bird of death. That when you see it, it's your time to go. I think this is where God has a sense of humor. When Elijah was out in the desert, what fed him? What brought him food constantly and sustained him? Ravens. God was simply saying, you know, I'm going to take this bird that you guys view as this way, and I'm going to use it to bring life. So God works through, you know, different animals and things. But it's a beautiful song. On the wings of a snow-white dove.
Quiet rest near to the heart of God.
That's what we're doing here this morning. Worship Amen. God the whole heart. Whole heart.
is white as snow.
Looking forward to that when we're carried up and taken to heaven, and it's never night, always day, being in the presence of God. It's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
Come thou fount of every blessing.
Great is the Lord and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Oh, he is our God, and we will praise him. He is our God, we will exalt him. Oh, hallelujah. We give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. He is the mighty King. He is the master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Oh, praise His holy name. With our hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless Thee, O Lord. We will bless Thee, O Lord. Oh, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. 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 To show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning and Thy faithfulness every night. For Your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is Thy faithfulness. Thank You, Father. And Lord, we are excited today. We are excited to come before Your presence with singing. Oh, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's so exciting, O Lord. Oh, it's so wonderful, O Lord, to sing praises unto Thy name. Hallelujah. And to praise You with all whole heart and show forth Thy marvelous works, to be glad and rejoice in Thee and sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Father. We want to sing praises to Him that called us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. He brought us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and He set our feet upon the rock, and He established our goings. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Oh, God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. Oh, praise His holy name. Oh, praise His holy name. And He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, we are up and rising. Oh, thank You, Heavenly Father, that we are standing on holy grounds. We are in high places in Christ Jesus. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, today, O Lord, for the work that You've done in our lives. Oh, and eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love Him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. And we pray today, let the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, let us bless the Lord at all times. His praise be continually in our mouth. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for having the privilege. Oh, having that privilege to worship You, to praise You, to come into Your presence with singing and enter Your gates with thanksgiving and into Your courts with praise. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. And we thank You, Lord, no matter how much we speak about You, no matter how much we praise You, no matter how much we exhort You. Oh, Lord, we cannot even describe You. Oh, You are an awesome God. You're a mighty God. Oh, Lord, on there's no way we can, oh, Lord, describe your greatness and your majesty and your faithfulness. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And, Lord, we pray today, oh, Holy Spirit, move and touch the pastor today as he's going to bring the message to us. Give him the joy, peace in his heart. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power, we pray, and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We don't want to live the same as we came. We want to live changed, anointed, with power. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and go into our mission field. And we want to thank you and praise you today that we can do all things with Christ which strengthened us. Oh, praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. We pray that you anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation for testimonies. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony, we pray. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified with the testimonies, with the preaching of the word, with singing praises unto thy name. Oh, let your name be lifted up higher and higher, we pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can sing the song, Jehovah Jireh Provider, the God that shall supply all our needs. And we want to thank you today that you are a provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that, oh Lord, no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And today, oh Lord, we want to honor you with our substance and with the first fruits of our increase. Oh, we want to give out of all our heart, we pray today. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing the finances of this church. Thank you for blessing the finances of each and every person in this body of believers. And we want to thank you and praise you no matter how much we give. Oh, Lord, you always bring more and more. And we want to thank you. There's no limit to what you can give. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. But we give, oh, Lord, with all our heart, not expecting anything. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
I think that's about the most relaxing time of my week, listening to that piano play. I really enjoy that. Too bad I couldn't relax like that all week, huh? Okay. We're going to have a little testimony time. So I've got testimony. Well, actually, it's a prayer request slash testimony. First of all, I went on a motorcycle ride yesterday, and I rode up through Chico, Paradise, Magalia, up in that area. And there was probably about 700 of us. And we rode up to a church up there. And but what was interesting was when we were riding through town, there was a lot of people because we didn't have to stop at any stop signs or red lights. We had the police escort. And it was quite the rumble going through town. But a lot of people came out, you know, and they were just watching us. And I saw a lot of people smiling and you know, having a nice time. And I was thinking, this is America, you know, and the American people. And it was nice. And it was a nice feeling to see all the smiles on the faces of people. And I was thinking, you know, it's nice to be free, and it's nice to, you know, for people to have their own little piece of ground and stuff like that. You know, anyway, it was beautiful to me. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed seeing a lot of people, American people, from every spectrum. And now the thing I want to pray for the family of this guy I'm going to mention next. We have a guy that works for us, and his name is Oscar. He's been with us about 3 years, and a very likable fellow. And he's 50 years old. It was Thursday. We were getting ready to go to work, and at the last minute I talked to my son Wesley, and I said, I think we better call it off. It's going to be too cold. And if we put our stucco on when it's too cold, it freezes, it ruins it. So we called it off, and in the meantime, I was at the gym, and he had called me, and I said, well, I have some shirts that I got that I want to give to some employees, so come by and get those at the gym. So he came by and came inside, got me, and we went out to the truck, and I gave him the shirts, and he got a phone call in the process. And so I just left and went back in, and he came back in, followed me in, and he said, that was Oscar's daughter. And she said that he slipped and fell in the bathroom, and he was in a lot of pain or so, something along that. But, you know, and he said, I don't think he's going to make it today. And I said, well, that's fine, because we're not working anyway. So, and I was doing my thing. I was exercising with a group of other people. And so I didn't think much about it, except that, you know, he slipped and fell I thought that's what happened. So then, about an hour went by, or an hour and a half, and I told Wesley, so everybody that's coming in, take them out to breakfast. Let's take the crew to breakfast this morning. So then he called me right before we were heading for breakfast and said, well, Oscar's daughter had called again, and they think he might have had a heart attack. And so they brought an ambulance, and they put the paddles to him, you know. And then I thought, well, when I heard that, I'm going to pray for him. So I prayed for him. But I still wasn't really thinking it was anything critical, you know, at that time. But then when I heard the paddles, I said, well, I'm going to stop and pray. I'm going to pray for him. So I did. Then Wesley got another call, I think about an hour later. Oscar didn't make it. So he did die on Thursday. And one guy that we really liked him. You have a lot of people come through your operation, and you know, some of those people stand out, and he was one that stood out because he had a very good disposition, and he was a very likable guy. But I don't think he prepared his soul. That's what I believe. But only God knows that. And anyway, so when we pray today, we want to pray for his family. He has a wife, and I'm not sure, but I think he has two daughters that are in college age daughters. So like 19, 20, somewhere in there, in that area, 22. And so we want to lift up his family. You can't pray for the dead, only the living. So, and I want to say also, I'm thankful again. God continues to bless us with more work in this economy that has not been very good to contractors. But it's been good to us. And I know that's only by the hand of God. So I don't want to take any credit for that. I want to give all the glory to God. Okay, so that's my testimony. Probably long, but it is what it is. Do we have any more testimonies? Okay, Lois.
Well, I just want to say a couple of things. It's kind of hard for me to talk today, but I'm going to try anyway. I got news from a friend on the East Coast that quite a few of the large ministries or at least large followings of ministries, the leaders are getting ready to pack up and run away and hide. And I said, what? They're supposed to be, you know, the Lord's servants here on earth and supposed to be serving and trusting in him. And I thought, well, we can't run away and hide no matter what happens. We have to think about where we stand, and we have all the power of heaven on our side. We have the God of the universe that made everything, including us, on our side. We have all of the power that he has available to us at any time we need it. All we have to do is call on him and ask him, and he's there in an instant, and sometimes he's there before we call him. But what we are equipped with is the power by the Holy Spirit to bind and loose, and we can bind all the demons, we can bind the strongholds of Satan, we can bind anything that we desire to bind in order to get God's work done. And we can loose the Holy Spirit anywhere we need him to get the job done. So why would we run and hide? I mean, that's like a giant running away from an ant, you know. But so we have to remember who we are in Christ, and what's available to us, and then we can stand firm no matter what happens.
Amen. Okay. Sister Carol.
Today I was going to give a testimony about a family that lives in Virginia. And, you know, just like Pastor said, we are working as a team. And sometimes people call or email with needs because they have read things on our website. So that's where the teamwork comes. You know, like I said to Pastor John, I can't put a sign out there and say, come over here for prayer. But because I'm part of the team, I get the privilege of talking to these people and praying. Actually, Shireen and Monica should come up here and help me with this testimony too, but they opted out. Anyway, this family is Michelle and Mark Stanley. And Michelle had been wanting to get deliverance for years, she said, before she contacted us. And then she contacted me on the email and asked some questions, and then I answered them. And then she was silent for 2 or 3 months, or maybe more. And then, you know, she was struggling with this idea, should she or should she not get prayer. And she finally did, and her life has been changed. She's been really, really full of joy, and she had a lot of hurts. And her family, she's got 4 children. 2 of them are out of the home now, and the youngest one is 3. And so Mark and Michelle both have been wounded a lot in their lives and had a lot of sorrow from the enemy and a lot of obstacles. But they are both spirit-filled Christians, and the Lord is prevailing. But I just wanted to tell you this one really sweet thing that happened with Grace. Now, Grace is 3 years old, and Michelle just says that's all she can do to control her. She just remember Grace is kind of like the age of Isaac. Isn't Isaac about 3? And so very, very active, and Grace was quite undisciplined, and Michelle just couldn't handle her. She didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, she found this website that talked about step-by-step procedures of giving children the time out. And she tried that, and it worked. So she was praising the Lord for that. And then this other incident happened where Grace found a little bead from her broken bracelet, and she put it in her ear. And after a while, she said, "Mommy, it hurts." And she found out, Mommy found out what she did. And they tried to get it out, but it was in too deep. And so Grace, the little wild thing, went into the other room by herself, and Michelle heard her pray. She said, "Dear Jesus, please heal my ear. Thank you. Amen." And while she was doing that, the father was on the email. He clicked ENT, whatever, ear, nose, and throat specialist, clicked the first doctor, got him just visiting. He wasn't in his regular office hours. He had stopped by his office to do something. And he got that doctor. The doctor waited for them to come. That was just a miracle from God right there. And he pulled out the bead. So they're giving praise to the Lord for doing this for Grace, but answering her prayer like that. It was just a precious thing for that little girl to go do that. And pray. She prayed with faith, and the Lord honored that. And then they had the children come home for Thanksgiving, and no striving. And it was just a real victory for the Lord. So it's very encouraging what the Lord does.
Okay, we're getting a lot of hands up here. Are you still interested, Mike? Oh, you thought I was never going to get to you? This is my brother.
Well, my name is Michael Burns, and I just want to say it's good to be back here this morning and see all the bright faces and the love of the Lord here. And I always enjoyed coming here, and I just want to say just a few words. Exodus chapter 20, verse 6. And it says, "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Okay. I love the Lord very much. I'm glad to be born again and saved. And I love my wife, and I love my life that I have, because God's in control of it. And I just give him all the praise and honor and glory for each day, and just take my day one day at a time. We got some troubled times out there in the world, but if we read our word and we stay focused upon God every day, God will see us through to the end. And times are not tough in America. Times are good, but things may change, and it all depends on what God has in store for us and what us as Christians do and pray and love and win souls is how things are going to transpire. I believe that with all my heart. Thank you.
In the van on the way here this morning, I was talking with Mike about the United States and the world. And we know that plans for the United States are not good. And I said, well, if God gives mercy to the United States, then we might have some more, you know, prosperous years, good years. And then he said, well, I don't think we're going to get that mercy. And I said, you know, maybe you're right. But I said, when I got up this morning, I didn't think I was having anyone go to church with me either. And four people came. See? So you never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're going to get. Okay. Was there any more testimonies? Okay. Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. We still have morning here. Before we pray, I want us to turn to the book of James. And this is going to be from the last chapter. That's James chapter 5. While you turn to that, I remember probably about 8-9 years ago that Thomas brought to church his van, seats 12 people, I believe. And we anointed it with oil, and he said, I have bought this to fill it up with a load of people from Yuba City, Marysville area. And so that prayer that was spoken many years ago is now being answered in due time, right? So praise God for that. We're going to pick it up here in verse number 13. Is any of you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let me call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Let me read that last sentence. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, who is a righteous man? A righteous woman. Well, we have the righteousness of Christ. not of ourselves. And if you are born again, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a righteous man or righteous woman. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Last week, God spoke to many of you have had sunshine in California long enough, and we need the rain. And I had looked on the prognosis they had and so on, there was no rain in sight. So we decided here to pray last week that God will open a storm door. I read a scripture with the angels in charge of the weather. And if you've been watching the weather this week on your television, you notice this, that they said, well, something is happening. A low is coming down and a jet stream is changing. Because this is what we prayed last Sunday, that God will change the jet stream to come right through Sacramento and hit us right smack on. Well, during the week, they said there might be a chance of rain Monday. We have some rain coming in tonight. And then, out of the blue, they said, by Wednesday and Thursday this coming week, there is a number of storms lined up all the way past Hawaii. The storm door is open, and they said a 10-day deluge, and now they're talking about possible flooding. I wonder why. Because I asked God to fill up our reservoirs and our lakes, and God will do that. And I'm thinking, you know, that we're going to pray here today about Copenhagen. I want to spend a little bit of time about that. Now, you know that in Copenhagen, they're going to have a meeting. It's the United Nations Climate Control. Read, the world government is trying to have it there. And if you notice this, they have been pumping us now lately that, you know, it's Earth is heating up, we have a climate change, you know, and we got to save the planet. They do not know that God's angels are in charge of all the weather, all the things. And we have cycles where it heats up and cools down and so on. And about 2 weeks ago, God punctured something and they leaked out emails from some scientists in England that simply were writing to one another saying, we have cooked the books. We have changed the data to support the climate change. What's an uproar right now? And I don't think it's an accident that Barack Obama decided not to fly to Copenhagen this week. He said he's going to go at the end instead. Now, why did he want to have a climate change? Well, let me tell you what they're doing. They're talking about curtailed green gases. And since the United States have been so bad over the years, have you put so much smoke up, and so has England and so on, we're going to have to pay money to African nations, Bangladesh and India and other poor nations. They're going to cut back their green gases, greenhouse gases, if we pay them money. And thus they're going to save the planet. Well, where's the money going to come from? The taxpayers. And they're also going to put limits on it. And this is the first phase of the world government to come in right now and begin to control us. So we're going to pray against that. This is what I wrote. Let us pray that God will upset the meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark. As the world government, we at the United Nations are trying to tell the world that there is a climate change due to greenhouse gases. It's a hoax and a plan to subject all nations under a world government. Do we have the power to do that? I believe so. I believe that God simply had those emails released. The internet is hot. Everybody's talking about it. The media can no longer put it down. And I just saw the... Now, do you know we have a professional liar in America? Did you know that? He's called a press secretary of the White House. His job is to be a professional liar. And he came out yesterday on the news and simply said, well, you know, we got these emails, but, you know, we all know that we need to cut down on greenhouse gases because there's a climate change. And he said, now, you all know that, right? He's a liar. And, of course, his boss is a chief liar. And his bosses are worse. Anyway, so if you look now in James here again, it says here, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. In other words, everything we go through. He prayed earnestly that he might not rain, and it rained not on the earth but a space of 3 years and 6 months. Why? Because the king had sinned. And Elijah simply said, we're going to have this king see that there's a living God. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave back rain. And we're going to be thanking God today that we're going to have 10 days of the greatest soaking in the last 25 years. And put everybody to shame, and they realized there is a God. The next prayer request that we're going to do is this. Let us thank God that through his people we were able to pay rent last Monday. Let us thank God for the people who gave extra to cover this expense. Let us continue to thank God he will move on many people outside the church to start support this ministry. So we were going to praise God for that last minute. And God came through with his people. Now, we prayed for oil again last week. Remember that? We were down to $76. Well, whoever prayed last week prayed for about 50 cents. Let us thank God that he held down the oil prices last week. Oil ended up at $75 per barrel. It's down. Despite the meltdown of the fines in Dubai, let us thank God he will continue to destroy the speculation in oil. Now, most of you might not even know what Dubai is. It is not a pie. It is not some kind of a food. It is a city, state in the Middle East, very rich. And they had built a tremendous city. They have no oil, and they built it on speculation. The Chinese put money in, the British put money in, we put money in, everybody else. And when the economy simply crashed, people took money out, and now Dubai is sitting there hurting. But we're going to be praising God that the oil price is going to keep coming down. And I already talked about the rain, so I'm not going to read that again. Now, here's what we need to do. Let's talk about Patty Sims. Patty Sims called yesterday, and she's gone through a raging battle. Her thyroid was removed many years ago due to cancer. Our prayer should be focused that God sustains her, increasing her faith, and that anxiety, fear, and doubt shall be removed from her as she's putting up a valiant fight against the wiles of the devil. Let me say this to you that are here, you that are watching us right now. It is easy for us when we are healthy to say, well, have faith. God is able. What's wrong with you? Just have faith. But you know, when cancer strikes, another disease strikes, whatever it is, and your body begins to go down, and you feel the pain, and you lose power, and you begin to say, oh God, where is this going? It is hard to battle. And this is why we, as believers in Christ, need to rally around. And when somebody is down, we don't need to scold them and say, well, you know, get some more faith. We need to rally around them, put our arms around them and say, brother, sister, I know I cannot go with you in this battle, but I can sure pray for you. And I can love you and comfort you. A few months ago, I was invited to speak on KFYA, the radio station here in town. My wife and I, we got a good friend there called Ruth Bernard. And we've known her since about 1979. She's been a secretary on that station for that time, long time. And she's having a program manager, something like that now. So we met there and we talked, and she had had cancer. And she said, I almost gave up. And then my husband spoke to me, and some other people said, you know, you can't give up. And then she looked me straight in the eyes and she said this. When I was diagnosed with a cancer, it was just filled my body. I realized, this is between me and Jesus. My friends said, we're rooting for you. We're praying for you. But she said, I laid there and I realized it was just me and Jesus, no one else. You know what? Jesus pulled me through. And God healed her and took away the cancer, killed the cancer. I want you this week to continue to pray for Patty and that God would help her, sustain her in this very, very difficult time. She's saved, filled with Holy Ghost, praising tongues, nothing wrong there. But the enemy has struck her. We also need to continue to lift up Gina in Germany. And she's also in a raging battle. I haven't heard from Gina for 1 week. We haven't heard. My wife spoke to her last week, something. And God does not want Gina defeated. He wants her well. Let us keep pushing the fight against the hordes of Satan, trying to take her down. So those of you that like to come and pray, that don't want to come and pray with us, come on up here and join our prayer group as we are going to be praying to God today.
Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for seeing all these people in this congregation. And I feel really, really happy because I see more people and more Hispanic people. And I want to see more people of my people, Mexican or Latin people, believe and follow at the Jesus and the gospel. So I pray for that, and I want to see more Latin people in this place and at Jesus' house. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day, Lord, and we thank you for the ability to meet here. We thank you that you have provided this place for us to come and meet, Lord, and that we have still the freedom to assemble in the United States. And we don't take that for granted. We thank you for that. And we thank you for preserving the freedom to assemble and freedom of speech, Lord. And I want to lift up to you the family of Oscar Jonak, that he passed away on Thursday, Lord. We know that it is fruitless to pray for the dead. There's nothing that can be done. But we can pray for the living, so we pray for his family. We thank you, Father, that they will come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that through this tragedy, that something good can be born out of it, Lord. And that many people will come to the knowledge that Jesus Christ died for them. And then also, Lord, we want to turn to Germany, to our sister, Gina, who we've never seen, but we hear from her. And that most of us don't get to talk to her, but we love her. And we pray for her and her family, Lord, and we pray especially that you would heal her body, and that she will rise victorious with a great testimony of what you did for her. We thank you, Father, for a total healing and restoration. And Lord, that you would continue to empower her as she does your work in putting out the gospel on the German website, Lord. And we come against every demonic ruler over Germany and over the city that she resides in. And we command in the name of Jesus that you back off of this woman. And we thank you, Father God, for sending in your holy angels to beat down the enemy and beat him back, and that the righteous will prevail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I lift up to you the situation coming up in Copenhagen, Denmark, where the world leaders will be meeting to try to impose their will upon us. And Father, we know that you have already defeated the power of the enemy, including all those demons under Lucifer who rebelled and who have tried to influence man throughout history. And I just ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, that all those demonic rulers in Denmark, and that are representative of all the world leaders who will be attending, that their powers would be bound, and they would be unable to impose their ugly agenda upon the people of this world at this meeting or in future. I just pray right now that all of their powers would be destroyed, not for just for this 24-hour period, but because it's already been decreed and it's already occurred at the cross. And I ask this in Jesus' name. And I also ask, Father, that as you are destroying their foundation, as you are destroying the lies that they stand upon, that you would also speak to their soul, that you'd speak to their heart and reveal to them the condition of their heart. And I pray, Father, that they would receive the gift of redemption, of reconciliation, that they would be able to be saved, that they would be able to come to know you in a personal way. That not only would this be a powerful thing, and that they would reject the ideas, the lies that they that are part of this whole world government antichrist spirit, but that as a witness to the world, that some of those very leaders would become born again in the name of Jesus, and they would become world leaders who are on fire for Jesus. Amen. And it would be a total affront, a total in your face, if you will, witness to their former buddies that there is power in Jesus Christ. There is power in the creator of this universe. And that the dark spirits that they are following are just flat liars. And I ask this in Jesus' mighty, mighty name.
And now, Father, we just give you thanks and praise that you were you used people to pay the rent for us last Monday. And we thank you very much that you are in charge of this church and that you meet our needs. But we know that you operate through people. You don't just have money sprinkled down from heaven, that you move on people. And we thank you very much that you moved on several people to give extra that time. We ask that you would bless them abundantly for doing that. And we pray that you would continue to work on people that are being blessed with this ministry, and that you would cause people to desire to support us. And we pray for a great blessing on those who do so, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of repentance and the gift of forgiveness. The first thing, Lord God, I want to speak to is my friend Bob, Dr. Bob. We've been friends since we fought the communists together a long time ago. And he and his wife have helped thousands upon thousands of people back to health. But like so many of us, including me, the people who are quick to help others take care of themselves, don't take care of themselves. Like a shoe man, shoes never look good. So my friend, who's helped thousands of people through cancer and other degenerative illnesses, now is cancer himself. And years back, he went to church and was a Christian, but I do not know his full commitment there, and that's my job to do this week, to get in touch with him and make absolutely certain that he is made Jesus his Lord and Savior. So I ask for healing for Dr. Bob, and so that his work can continue. He is world renowned in the work of blood analysis, and is the inventor of several things that have made it much, much easier to diagnose illness than was prior, that we were able to do prior to that, the development of his microscope, which is now being used all over the world. So I ask you for healing and for helping him to listen to me, his friend, and help me send him in another direction. And that direction is straight up to Jesus. And I thank you for that. And with respect to the Copenhagen thing, Lord God, I thank you that years and years ago, although the internet was originally going to be a military thing, there were some what's now called geeks who objected to the Big Brother that was enveloping the earth, and they developed the internet so that they get the truth out. Now today we know that truth is all over the internet, just like lies are all over the internet. But at least people have the option of seeing both sides for the first time in history. And as a fighter since the 60s, we can't help but think if we'd had these advantages in the 60s, we perhaps wouldn't be facing what we are today. But what we're facing is nothing more than it's been faced many times. Lord, we thank you that you're a God of nations and not of one world. And every time the attempt to have one world as we have developed, you have crushed it in one way or another. Because you use nation against nation. When a nation falls into apostasy, you rise up an evil nation to take them out. As harsh as that may seem. Lord, we thank you for your love, but we also thank you for your iron discipline, and that whatever we sow, we are going to reap. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you today, O Lord. How quickly you answer prayers. We ask for rain, and you bringing us rain. And we want to bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering our prayers. And to show the government that there is one God and it's not them. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for the rain that you bring in and the snow and everything, O Lord, that we pray for. Thank you for answering every prayer today. And we want to bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the Almighty God. You are the God of heaven's Lord of earth. He is the Lord of all who live. He is the Lord of all the universe. And all praise to you we give, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for answering our prayers. And thank you, Lord, that these the flood is not going to affect us. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father, when we come up here and we pray for people, sometimes it's easy to be detached because it's not necessarily personal. But Father, we are all united when it comes to being brothers and sisters in Christ. And so Father, our sister Patty is hurting. And just like with Gina, Father God, we do lift her up. And Father, she needs a healthy body. But Father, I also know that she's being opposed in the spirit world. And that we have a demon ruler over America, over each state, over each county, over every cities. They're very organized, just like you, Father. We know that. So Father, we know that they're not going to leave Patty alone. And so Father, we just ask that from the lowest demonic peon that is messing with Patty right now, all the way straight up to the top, that you would just destroy all their works right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. That everything that they've been doing to oppose her should be struck and rendered useless right now and to nothing. And Father, again, we have requested, and now we just continue to thank you that we haven't seen the healing manifest itself, but it is going to be there. Yes. And that we will hear a positive testimony where she will simply stand up like Lazarus to be able to say, God has healed me. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you, just like with the testimony of Lazarus, every time he introduced himself and said, hello, my name is, he was testifying to the power of God. Yes. So, Father, we are going to wait for that time when we hear from Patty. And every time we hear her voice and she says, hello, we're going to know that you healed her and you gave her a new thyroid. And Father, I also lift up my father here this morning. You know that he went home sick and just wasn't feeling well, and I don't know all the details of that. But Father, I just ask now that whatever it is that's ailing him also, you will simply just raise him up. Take that sickness away, and that when my mom comes home from church later on today, that Father God, he will be well. We thank you that for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we just thank you so much for keeping the oil prices down all through this last year. Father, we thank you because we asked you for it. We asked you to take care of it and to keep the speculations down. And you did it, Lord. And so we rejoice in that, and we thank you. Father God, they're trying to do it again. And so we ask that in the name of Jesus, every force of evil that is behind the fluctuating prices and the speculations and trying to control the oil prices for profit will be bound, Lord God, and that all of these evil forces will be totally bound away from America, away from our economy. And Father God, we ask that you keep the prices down to where they should be, where you think they should be, and that you help your people in this way. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that you have heard our prayers. And we thank you, Lord, that in due time, they will be answered. And we profess here today, we cannot order you to do anything. You are God. We are your people. But you said in your word, ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. And we are simply asking, pleading, according to your will, that you said pray and I will answer you. And we want to be very careful to state that we control nothing in ourselves. God is in control. Jesus Christ is his Son. The Holy Spirit is the power that moves things. And Lord, we give you the praise and we give you all honor in saying this. Whatever happens, it is because they are God, not because of us. And we humbly take our place. There's no pride in us. We simply say thank you that you loved us, saved us, and told us to pray. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. At this time, we have the outlines handed out.